The final episode of Microsoft Roadmap Roundup. Here we are, the last episode is here. 47 episodes in this season 3. 47 times talking to you in English, but also 47 times in German. 94 episodes in total. 47 backgrounds. All seasons combined, way over 100 different backgrounds, 248 episodes in total. Let's finish strong. Starting with Microsoft Outlook, Search now shows results from Teams messages. Planned for our release in February, our search results in Outlook on the web will show Teams messages and files shared in Teams conversations, which make finding information even easier. And let's face it, an easier life is always a good thing. We stay on Microsoft Teams with another item also planned for February next year, Microsoft Teams suggested files in chats. With this new feature coming worldwide, including GCC, GCC High and DoD, we can save time with AI-based file suggestions in the chat. As an expansion of suggested replies in chats, Microsoft Teams uses AI to surface files when it detects in the conversation intent to share a file. By implementing this, users will be able to respond to their chat messages and attach a file in one click. Easier life, good thing. Next up is a new feature or maybe even a product coming in January. Microsoft 365 Microsoft Feed. Microsoft Feed provides you with a mix of relevant content from across Microsoft 365 that helps you discover and learn about people and interests relevant at work. The feed is personal to us and we will only see documents or other content that is explicitly shared with us or that we have access to. So very interesting to see what this is all about, but for sure sounds interesting. We are continuing today with another new feature also coming in January. Yammer improvements to ad mentioning behavior. Coming worldwide, including GCC, Yammer will soon have an improved ad mentioning behavior for us in store. We will be able to ad mention someone just by using their first name, last name, or any other permutation. Maybe a small one, but for sure, Yammer users out there are very happy about this. What to say after this episode and this season? Well, I need to start with thank you to every single one of you. I appreciate you all, truly. No matter if you listened once, twice, or multiple times, no matter if you listened to the pure podcast or the video version on LinkedIn, I truly appreciate you. I hope this podcast was something you enjoyed. I hope you learned here and there something new, and I hope I was able to make you smile once or twice. But most importantly, I hope this episode and this podcast didn't make you feel like you lost time, because that is something we can't get back. That's also the reason why the intent was always to create as short as possible episodes. If you want to do me a favor or a Christmas present, it would be really great if you consider endorsing my skills on my LinkedIn profile and letting me know in the comments if you like this season or overall this podcast. Yes, again, this podcast was and is for you. I wish you, your family, your friends, your cats, dogs, and everybody you care about a lovely Christmas and later on a happy new year. Will there be a season 4? Well, that is your call. But for now, one last time, let's say it together. Don't be afraid.